to advertise, email podcast@thisisveggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ciao, gents. It's your girl, Monaka, host with the most, and welcome to today's episode of Piano Pulse. Boop, 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 guys, I'm so happy to be here, but I'm not rolling alone. Who am I with?
Yeah, what's up, Sata? It's Tahi.
Danko.
It's Fiso, aka Mafitoto.
You see, this is dream work. This is the team of teams. Thank you. We love to see this. But guys, we're coming to you live from La Youthi. We came here, you know, they call us through Khumnati. We had Mukhoru. One of the things I want to say, ne? Best Mukhoru ever. Truly speaking.
That definitely.
I'm not saying that because you work here, ne? I'm saying it because it's the truth.
Best food ever, not just the Mukhoru.
Well, I haven't had everything else, but I've had the Mukhoru and the Habli. Clean. But yeah, no, thank you guys for having us. I know our friends from JD. They want to say something. JD. Jack Daniels. Mm.
So, Pulses, here's your chance to score big with Jack Daniels. Buy a 750-milliliter bottle of Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey between November 1st and December 31st, 2024. And stand a chance to win a PlayStation 5 every week until the end of December. And that's how you enter. First step. Purchase your 750-milliliter bottle of Jack Daniels and keep the receipt or online invoice. Secondly, scan the QR code or visit the link on the Podcast and Chill Network campaign page. Third step, follow the steps, upload your receipt and bottle picture and submit your entry, right? Each purchase counts as one entry, so the more bottles, the more chances you have. Make sure your contact details are spot on. Enter as many times as you like. Winners will be announced on Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
Shout out, guys. And on another note, feel the adrenaline with Hollywood Bets. From Sunday the 1st of December to Sunday the 22nd of December 2024, you guys can stand a chance to win your share of 25,000 Rand in cash, betting vouchers, and exciting prizes. So here's how you guys can join. Place a 30 Rand bet or more on any boxing fight, log into your Hollywood Bets account, and opt into the promotions page to qualify. So don't miss a beat, guys. Use the promo code.
Piano.
Beautiful. Whenever you guys register, or you guys can click the link in the comments to get started now. So Hollywood Bets, guys, where the action never stops. It's 18 and over only. So please bet responsibly and take your shot in the ring. T's and C's apply. All right.
Yeah.
So guys, what's on your pals? How's everyone? What's on your mind? What's going on?
It's really hard, man. It's been
it's fine, dog.
Been a long day, but we're here and we're doing this. It's December.
Yeah.
We're locked in.
December.
You know, so many events. There's so many things to look forward to. You know, the dancing, the grooving, just all of that. But we all need to be safe. But I think we need to start with you, First Lady. What's up?
Me? Well, first things first, guys. On my show.
Whoa.
Nah, I'm a 360,000 eh.
Yes, sis.
360K.
How much do you want? 10K, 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 10K,
hey,
10K.
Brian,
you receive... I received. Oh, it's fine. It's not a loss. Yeah.
I know I'm gonna eat some of that.
No, should I really? I might take us out.
Like, wait.
I might actually be a nice person.
Eat
to
what? Eat what?
I forgot. It's what a vendor.
Choose a club. I'll take us out. Honest to God, I'll do it. Like, we'll go. I swear.
Now do it like a soccer jersey. Honestly,
huh?
I don't want alcohol.
Just... I don't speak English. Anyways, on another note, guys. I actually have a bone to pick. So, on Monday night, we went to Piano Hub. Tahi, listen.
Yeah, of course.
Men's Muse, right? So, obviously, he came a bit later. I landed there first. And, yes, when I get there, right, we came a bit late. So, obviously, it was a bit tricky to get a seg, but it's fine. We get a section, right? Now, they put me in this section. So, there's two girls on the couch. One of them is famous. I won't tell you who it is because I don't expose. But you guys, you'll put two and two together. I'll give you clues. Now, how this lady, she's sitting there. So, now, this couch can fit three people. So I'm like, yo, dude. And there's like one of these small couches. I'm like, I don't want to sit on that one. I want to sit on the main couch.
Mm.
So I'm like, yo, hope you're good. Just listen. Do you mind if you just move up a bit? I just want to sit with you guys because I was told to come sit here. Hope it's not an issue. Then she's like, she makes a funny face. She does this. She's like, Then I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm not going to linger you to sit down on the couch. Dude. It's not that deep. I'm like, it's fine. I'll just sit here. Whatever, she's talking to her friend. I guess I'm a bitch or whatever. Then later in the night, I'm like, you know what? Let's just choose peace. Because now we're in the same section. There's no other baddies. Me, now I want to interact with the baddies when I'm dancing. So I'm like, you know what? What do you want to say? Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Let me just say to her that, look, there's no bad blood. Even though you're mean to me, it's fine. I go up to her. I'm like, yo, dude, there's no bad blood here. Like, I just wanted to sit down, whatever, whatever. And I was like, but your face was very bitchy when I spoke to you. Then she's like, you know, one, she says, I don't even know who you are. Why are you saying that in the first place? Number two, she's like, you know, I can tell that you're young. How old are you? I'm like, I'm 22. She's like,
well, how old is she?
She's 35. Huh? Then she's like, she's 35. Then she's like, I'm 35. I don't have time for things like this. Then what else did she say that pissed me off? Oh, then she's like, you're projecting your insecurities onto me. What insecurities? I asked to sit down and you're being rude to me. Yeah. Dude, this thing of I'm a baby in sections, ne? It must stop. Like, it's so rude. Especially, why are you bullying a child? I'm a kid. I'm not, like, I'm coming in good faith to you. Nah, dude, that hand, dog. Like, I don't
give me clues of this person.
No, I can't do that.
Why can't you give me clue?
Okay.
One or two.
Okay. Okay, she acts. Okay, she has over 900,000 followers.
But you said she acts.
And she's an actress, yeah.
She's an actress.
She acts.
And she's a baddie.
And she's fucking hot. She acts.
Look at Samuel.
No, no.
Ne?
I don't even know her.
I don't know who that is, dog.
Is it her?
No, it is her.
It is.
Yeah,
fuck.
Her reaction.
Guys, she was so mean to me, bro. Like, she was so mean to me. And, dude, for me, it was the projecting insecurities. I was like, what insecurities, number one? Why do you have to go out of your way to say, I don't even know you? You would not say that if you knew me. There's no such a thing.
So she hasn't accepted that influencers run shit now.
That's what it's giving. Yeah. But, dude, also, baddies in sections, stop being rude. Why are women so mean to each other?
I'm so disappointed in her, yo.
Dog.
I used to have a huge crush on her. I still had until 2 minutes ago. Because
so
you
dead.
Came from Nagai. I was still trying to get my money right.
And then you are going to...
And then I was going to. Because then the looks don't matter, only the money.
Real. Nah, guys, it was bad. But anyways, the only message I'm trying to portray is, guys, please be nicer to girls in the sections. We're all trying to drink champagne. It's not that deep. It's a couch. Let's just share the couch.
And you and your section, you love your section.
You know I'm a section hand, dude, fully. I won't stand anywhere else. What's on your pulse?
Obviously, I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Spiso.
Yeah, you did well on that show. You actually, okay, no offense to the others, but you are the star of that show.
Oh, Spiso. Real.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Of you. The other one is we did games, shows.
Oh, the game show with
everyone. With everyone there, with PNC. Those guys just make you laugh for free, ne?
They're comedians.
You laugh for free around those gents.
I love it. No, I love it.
I enjoy chilling with them. The Spreading Humor team, dog. Yo, bro.
Podcast and
Sima. Zile.
Yanda.
And they always show me a lot of love. I love, 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 love those kids. I'm proud of them. It's not easy for kids at their age and your age and your guys' age to have a direction in life of what you want to be or what you want to do. At your guys' age, I was fucking lost, dog. I didn't know what I was doing. Bing, bang, 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 yeah. And I'm proud of you guys for that. With Podcast and Chile, or the games, Saul is actually smart as fuck.
As fuck, dog.
Saul is very smart, guys.
No, guys, Saul is smart.
Yeah, like I don't know how he does it. And he just puns everybody in the left, right, and center.
I also say puns, he must be smart. Even when they were asking what's Wi-Fi, and he could tell us that it's wireless fidelity.
I didn't know what the now fuck Wi-Fi what meant, dog. I didn't know, dog. Yeah, so shout out to everybody else, to everybody, to the team, to the crew, Doodoo,
yeah.
Mac, Bala, and all of them. Jason was out there eating. Yeah, but it was nice.
No, it was
really
good.
Nice. Yeah.
It was good. We have a good network.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the best.
The best network.
The best. Can't dispute that. Government must throw in money, dog.
Why don't they fuck up? Do the government, do you give nothing? But they put us in parliament, but they don't want to share us cash. Guys, please. All the politicians
wait,
give us money.
Forget, man.
What?
No, let him speak. Let him speak.
You can ask about
what is he talking?
What's
never mind.
No,
okay,
no.
Sorry.
Continue. Remember when we had the interview with Mac on the podcast showdown? And I think he asked you, he was like, when they said Munag, were they really mentioning you or like Coast Lady's husband?
No, I think Munag. He asked me. Because what's your husband's name? Munaga?
Munaga. Munaga. It's Munaga, right? Yeah.
No, they're probably mentioning me. They said Munaga.
And Munaga, and that lady was Mutambi. I didn't even know that lady was Mutambi.
Who?
the government lady.
You didn't know that was Mutambi?
No, no. Also, oh.
And no, 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 no. But it's not because of that.
Honestly, he got it off. I'm just reminiscing right now.
Yeah.
He got it out of you, no?
No, he didn't get it out of me. I said I will neither confirm or deny.
You guys are related.
I will neither confirm or deny.
Okay. You're still saying the same thing. Same
I will
answer.
Neither confirm or deny.
Oh, makes sense now. All right. That's why.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, we're good. But okay, guys. Today, I want us to discuss... I really want us to talk about CDs and streaming. So obviously, you know, Piano was born in the digital age where everything is through streaming, basically. That's how we promote our music, how we share it. But, you know, you were around when there were CDs and all of that stuff. So do you feel as though... do you feel like the streaming age is better or the CD age is better? And are artists making more money now? Or do you feel like they made more money back then when they were selling CDs?
Mm. Yeah, that question would land for Skeeter because he used to sell them CDs in the streets.
Oh, Skeeter used to sell CDs in the streets?
Yeah, yeah, in Hillbro. Was it Hillbro? Yeah, it was in Hillbro.
That's wild.
But, well, obviously times changed. The economy also has improved and changed a lot. So it was a lot of money back then because we didn't have all these things that we have today, most of them. We didn't have Wi-Fi, there's a lot of things we didn't have there. So that money was good enough for those who were making money with CDs back in the days to survive or to actually feel like they're rich or they're making it.
Mm.
So, but I think we're making more money now.
Via streaming.
Yeah. I think we're making more money now with streams. With the way we're buying the music, with
you
your
really
Apple, iTunes. I mean, with your iTunes, with your Spotify, Deezer, and them. So I think we're making more money now. I prefer actually now because I don't have to stand in a line or to go to the stores. We used to go to music stores and just, you'd find a lot of CDs there, Lana Ekwaito, Lana Afropop, and you imagine now if that was still happening now, how many artists we have on Amapiano now.
Mm.
For you to go in a music store to like look for one by one, one. And also, we don't have a lot of album artists now. And back in the days, they were selling really albums. We had musicians who made albums.
Yeah, people don't make albums anymore.
They make albums, they're just not albums.
Not good ones. Do you feel like Amapiano artists would have done, like the ones who are releasing albums, do you think they would have done better back then because we would have been forced to listen? Because obviously, like, do you know what I'm saying? Are you getting my question?
A couple of them would. Probably 10 of them throughout the entire Amapiano
would have done better.
Would have done okay.
Mm.
But the rest, no wait.
So you feel like more money is now?
There's more money is now, yeah. More money is now. Now you just wake up in the morning and say, Nibe Manzinte, and then you're selling, you're doing plex. I mean, you're doing platinum, you're doing whatever you're doing, and you're getting your money if you are getting it.
Mm. And you, what do you think? Did you ever buy a CD? Have you bought a CD before?
Yeah, I'm a bit old. I'm the older generation. I'm a 90s baby.
You're only like 4 years older than me. 3 years.
You are what?
He's only like 3 years older than me.
Yes, I have. I think the last CD I bought was, probably like 2010 or something, bro.
That's why.
When I still had like a CD player. But to be honest, yes, we are making more money now with streams. There's less piracy now.
Mm-hmm.
Because back then we used to like, you know, write music via the CD. Whatever it was called. I think he said compiling at some point. Mm. So yeah, I think digital DSPs rather are more efficient. They're more cost efficient. They work more for the artist than like, you know, selling CDs like one by one. We don't even have stores that sell CDs anymore, you know?
Yeah, they're dead. Music
got closed. I think they closed in 2021.
Yeah.
Which wasn't so long ago, but it's been a minute now.
Yeah.
And I don't think they had like the current stuff. So nobody really wants to go to a shop now and still buy a CD. Like, that's the point. You know, and I feel like a lot of businesses lost a lot of money during that period. Because it's just stock up a lot of CDs and there wasn't a lot of, you know, reception from it. So, yeah, I think we're good with DSPs, man. I'm going to be honest, really moving. We came at the right time, I believe.
Yeah, you know? No.
But Kwaito was there and they were selling CDs, which was still
they
good.
Were.
I mean, we just came in at more internet time, I'd like to put it. Yeah, I think that's much better.
I hear that. Also, currently, you guys have been, you know, doing your Spotify raps, your Apple raps, all of that stuff. Who's on your guys' list? Actually, let me start with Fiso. Do you check your Spotify thing?
Who's on my list?
Like your top 5 artists of the year. Let me actually check mine, yeah?
I have Babalwa M.
Standard.
I have Zinqumalo, I have Nkosazana Daughter. I have
Zingumalo with what?
I have something so weirdo.
Zingumalo with what?
I listen to something so weird a lot. I love him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
In your top five. That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's actually in the top 10 of the. Was it something? No, sorry, my bad. It's not something so it's that guy. I just feel like he needs a mention.
Which guy?
What's his name?
Jerick.
No, Jerick. I'll think of him now. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, that's what I'm surprised Scott is not there.
No, man. What's his name? That guy. The guy that fell off. Not fell off, but the guy that used to work with Pori back in the days. Which guy? Mlindo. Mlindo the vocalist.
Oh, Mlindo the vocalist.
Yeah, his album is like the top 10 most streamed for Spotify, South Africa. Yeah, crazy. Crazy story.
You see, now that's when we one day we can pick up the conversation of albums. Do you understand? Mlindo is from way back when albums made sense. So, you see, people actually still buy albums.
They're still buying
You them. Understand what I'm saying?
So, but I was asking, you said Zingumala is in your Spotify Wrapped, in your top five, right?
Yeah.
What song are you listening to?
I love Amakia.
Just one song?
I love Amakia. I love most of the songs she did with Lala Tukzin. It's not piano, most of the songs that I love from her.
Yeah.
They be going,
crazy.
Calm.
Who's in your list?
Amazing.
Outside of hip-hop, because I know there's hip-hop, but I also have hip-hop.
No, I actually have more piano than any other genre.
Okay.
But you're hip-hop.
No, not
he was
necessarily.
Hip-hop first. He left hip-hop.
Hip-hop like, culture, you.
No. I fell off of hip-hop. I'm strictly on my piano now. And I'm trying by all means to consume this, you know?
Yeah.
And learn so much from it. My rap, so you're rapped. I'm on Spotify. But I mostly use Apple Music. But I'll just go to my Spotify.
Same.
Okay. So, I have Kabza De Small. Nah?
Real.
I have Crazy Nava Babalwa M. Which is crazy.
You?
Yeah.
But yeah, you do listen to her music though.
I do listen to her music a lot. I have Shabby Shit, man. I have Shabby Shit. I have Mahu, who's actually my favorite right now. Right? Is that my five? You want another one?
No, you don't. You can just.
Should I carry on?
Nah, it's cool. You can. Is that what you want to share? Who else is there?
Hey, Reese. I'm sorry.
I'm done with hip hop.
I'm sorry. You know, he's one of my favorites. But I also have Kevin Momo. I have Kevin Momo, yeah.
Do you like Private School?
Of course. Not necessarily. I just like some of the songs he does. Yeah. His production is amazing.
Same guy as me. I won't lie. Ne? Like, it's like mixture. Yeah. A bit of hip-hop, a bit of R&B. But, funny enough, like, my top listened song this year was Kokotel. I love that song.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That is dope.
That's my song.
The first
guys.
Love for the day, ne?
No, that's, is that our that's first my, love? Dude, that's my song. I just resonate with those lyrics. Dude, people call it to me. Dude, it's so bad, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what a good song. And I'm not surprised it's number one. And actually, I'll even share it with you guys. Like, I'm not like crazy.
Other ones?
But yeah, I want
to. And then there is rap.
The other thing is, ne? I have Spotify and Apple. Yeah. Apple is mostly like piano, but like, I won't lie, Spotify is like. But that's not the point, guys. I'm here for the culture.
I'm
not
saying Apple. I mean, Spotify is Spaza Shop.
honestly, to me, it's a bit of a Spaza Shop, bro. I don't know. It's so hyped, man. We have Apple Music.
There's
bro.
A lot of shade. There are a lot of shady things that happen with numbers there. Spotify.
Yeah.
I think they juta those numbers.
You really feel that?
They juta those numbers, dog. They juta those numbers.
But Spotify has more options than Apple.
No, they have exclusives
yeah, like
also.
They have nice, nice stuff. Like,
true.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to know from you, who are the most streamed artists for this year in SA?
My piano.
You know? I have everything. I have a list on my phone.
Sure, right? Sure.
But I forgot to address this actually in the beginning.
What do you want to address?
Some of my friends were telling me, yo, dog, I actually watch the show. And sometimes I see that, guys, I'm always on my phone.
It's not on your phone.
And it seems like I'm like on WhatsApp or like Instagram or replying to these, whatever. And I'm not. Whatever I do on my phone is for the show. I'm never doing personal stuff. My phone is legit. It's on DND right now. So there's no calls coming in or any messages. Whenever I'm on my phone, strictly for the show. Charts, whatever. So I can't fit my prep on like a cue card or like have a laptop. Yeah. Once we get a studio, all of that is going to be settled. I'll get bigger cue cards and I'll have my little PC there and I'll leave the phone alone. But for now, just please bear with me. It's for the show, strictly. You understand? And I apologize, Pulses. Please forgive me. I just have to do this, right?
Never fight me, though. But maybe it's because I just do it sneakily. Maybe
sometimes my phone, Spice will be speaking when I go get a limo, ne? And then he'll say something that's probably maybe out of pocket, ne?
Yeah.
And I want to fact check it and be like,
oh. Oh, see, so also like researching.
And it seems like I'm not listening and reasonable. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. I understand.
So, should we do like a little fun whatever?
Yeah, test
a bit.
Let's take
the most streamed songs.
Of the year?
Yeah, on SA Spotify. The most streamed songs of 2024 on SA Spotify.
Wait, take a guess? Take a guess.
But we're leading the pack, right? With Amapiano, there's like about 7 Amapiano songs on here.
Of this year?
Yeah, and then I think 3. One is like R&B, the other one hip-hop, the other one Maskandi, and the rest this year.
Let's take a guess. Seven. Take a guess of a song that you think is there.
I'm not sure, but it has to be Gabs' song.
Which one?
What's the name of that song with Mahu?
Not Kusela.
No, the one with Mahu. What's it called?
The one with Mahu. I think Mtandazo for me.
Yeah,
is this?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Mtandazo is there,
ne? Yeah, Mtandazo is number one, yeah.
Song.
Number one.
It's the most streamed song on SA Spotify, actually, yeah.
Mtandazo.
The most streamed song of 2024 on SA Spotify, yeah.
Okay, let me think as well. What else?
There's an artist I spoke about last week, if you guys remember. And I said we can put them amongst the likes of Kabza and Pori. And he said he doesn't produce. Remember that artist?
I said he doesn't?
He said he doesn't produce. He said his brother probably does it for him.
Stokey.
Yeah.
Stokey
with Mastowaz, eh?
And wow.
Yeah, crazy. And then we have Jalabam as well at number 2.
Ah, but they're on standards.
We have Amazwe. That. And then we have Yebolapo. And then we have Funk 55. It's Shakes and Liz and that was Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
the most
streamed artist of 2024 on South African Spotify.
It's
Kabza. I'm telling you, it's Kabza.
What'd you say?
It's Kabza.
She beat you to it.
Is it?
Yeah. It's actually Kabza the Small.
So you see now when I say the Judah, those numbers.
What do you mean? Followed by Kelvin Momo.
But dog, people listen.
Followed by Kelvin.
And remember, it's not even like now songs.
You bro, you know when Momo drops, when Momo drops.
Yeah?
Like, he's gonna stay in the charts and doesn't move. And then
now... No. But he doesn't stay... He never stays at number one forever. Kabza stays at number one for a long time. Like, Imitandazo stood at number one for a long time. Kabza Chant stood at number one for a long time.
Yeah.
His songs are really, really timeless. Yeah. Kevin Momo's songs are timeless, but they're, like, down there.
So it's Kabza, then it's Momo.
Yeah, it's Kabza, Momo, right? And then we have Pori. And, yeah, those are the only people who have the most streamed... artists of 2024 on SA Spotify. Other guys is like, you know, international guys, you know. We have the Drakes, the Chris Browns, the Kendricks. But I'm just glad that we occupied the two spots, which is the second and the third with Kelvin Momo.
And?
Just under Drake. Drake is number one. And then Pori is just under Chris Brown at number 5. And everybody else is like, you know, the superstars, the J. Cole's, Travis, The Weeknd, and whatever.
Okay.
You know, but I'm glad we're there in South Africa.
No, Piano is making there. A
trade. Shout out to Piano.
We are.
Well
we
done,
are.
Guys. Seriously.
Also, Nkosazana is actually number 5 of the most streamed female artists of 2024 on South Spotify.
I saw she posted
she's
that.
At number, she's at number 6, bro. And she's competing with Taylor Swift. She's always number 1. Billie Eilish, SZA, Beyonce, you know,
and
Rihanna.
She's there.
She's there, bro. Guess who else is there?
Tyler.
Babalo.
Bro, Babalo at number 8. Crazy.
Babalo.
But she actually, I realized, through this, dude, she has a huge fan base. But a ridiculous one.
But I don't think you go outside and you meet a fan that's like, I am Babalo's fan.
No, but it's giving, maybe a lot of people listen to her music without realizing it's her.
See, there's a difference between music. There's a difference between music. You see the music in the streets. You don't want to play it when you're driving with your woman or your partner or you're trying to think about your week and whatever. You're not going to be playing Manzinte on a Wednesday. You see what I'm saying?
You're not going to do that.
Yeah, so now you want to play like your Kelvin Momo.
It's what I get about that.
It's a daily music.
Yeah, you understand? Like, serious, you want to listen to music. You don't want to listen to gimmicks.
Okay, real. Yeah. Real. Are those all the charts was?
That is the more. Yeah. You know, she performed, I saw this video, actually, honestly, I think either TikTok, Instagram, when she was performing that song. It's so beautiful, bro. And I better get this a rough dance.
Ah!
Again.
Who is it?
Baba Alo M.
Why we say again?
No, I last time she wore a dress. And then we said, you get the rest out of dancing. This time, and I was like, scared. Sandra. And, but this time she looked.
She looked good.
The skirt just fit so perfectly. Unlike that brown dress that she had.
Okay.
This time it was.
What's just business with skirts and
no, that, dresses? That, no, that dress was not the one.
Nah,
I don't think. It wasn't the one. This time she looked just so perfect. She fought in perfectly in this rough dance skirt, you know. I loved it. Everybody loved
it. Love that for you.
You know.
You're trying to say you fixed it.
No, I didn't do it. Here's the thing. People made it about her, but it was more about the dress than her.
Okay.
You know, there was something, like, there was a lot more problem with the dress than her.
Okay.
Honestly. She's a very beautiful woman.
You're just trying to say, like, yo, dude, like, you're a superstar. You need to dress for things that like work for you. Like, is that what you're trying to say?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey, Baba, it's beautiful, man.
What's your most streamed album for the year? What do you think is the most streamed album?
The most streamed album?
On Spotify, yeah, rather.
For the year, for South Africa.
On my piano.
Yeah. It's number one. It's
piano's
the most
one.
Yeah, it's the most streamed. It's the crowned, too, the crowned most streamed album of 2024 on SA Spotify.
Don't we have Cubs at the small?
Yeah, but.
Obvi.
Eh? Why are you saying Obvi? You're on the mic. You're on the mic, my brother.
I'm seeing though. Oh, it's him.
Yeah, it's Cubs at the small.
This album that won the most at the thing is, you forgot.
The small, yeah.
This album that won the most at the sounds. Yeah.
Should have Cubs at the small and tunes.
Yeah. So I think that pretty much wraps up our thing is. I don't know if you want to dwell into like artists and whatever. I think we'll do it in the next one.
Yeah, we can always do it again.
Yeah.
But do you guys think the lists are valid?
Oh, yeah.
It's valid, né? Makes a lot of sense.
As it should. I believe it's more than fair.
Okay.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah, guys. So I gave these guys homework. They had to go and watch the A to Z Yashimoto video. How did you guys think about it? I really, really, really like it.
I love it too.
It's good, né?
I know Taki's not going to say it's dope because he's probably expecting what? I don't know how much budget they wanted. But they put a beautiful story together. The concept is dope.
Fireman scene.
No. No. Mafiz, I'm sorry, né? Do you think... Remember last week we spoke about a music video?
Yeah.
And he complimented Emo so much because Emo puts lyrics to like music videos.
Right.
As he's singing, you will visualize
it. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So do you think they did the same thing for Yashimoto? Was there Emoto Isha Yolapaya?
No.
Bacon.
Which one was burning?
So, no. What's that?
They were firemen.
No. But you know what I'm
saying? We don't have a budget to burn a car, but...
There were firemen.
That portal that he opens there, there's a smoke
You had to throw in the budget. No.
There's someone in the house that
why would we dance when there's a car burning? What are we dancing for? When there's a car burning there? Was there really lyrics to the story? Was there visuals to the story?
I get what you mean. But also, let me help you talk. I get what you mean. You understand? You're not going to get a 100% scripted music video on this gija. Because this one comes with this lyric, it's a gimmick. That one is gimmicking. So there is no aligned story with Skija. I couldn't remember Skija in the story see one is aligned. This one, like if they collaborate, you know how many people in that song? So you come with your concept, but because it lands on the song, they leave it. It's a verse. That one comes with something closer, but there's no like an aligned story you can tell.
Okay.
About Skija, you can't.
No, man, I was pulling your leg. I was pulling your leg. It's a dope video. It makes sense.
No, it's not.
It makes sense. I mean, even the outfits, man, the overalls, firefighters and stuff. But great explanation. I was just pulling your leg. I'm really sorry.
I remember when we spoke about the graphics. You guys were saying that now people are going to start putting more graphics into the videos, like edits.
Everybody's going to do it. I wanted to say it because they started with cartoons in the beginning.
Yeah.
And they transitioned into them. Everybody's going to start doing that now. It's a trend. Yeah.
But it works. It's a good song and a great video.
I think it's good.
What company is that shot that again?
I have no idea.
Shout out to
the white people.
Is it white people?
Damn, shout out to the whites.
Shout out to the whiteies.
Are a lot of production companies white owned? Like all the music video people? Not a lot.
Actually, black people are in the space now.
50-50.
Yeah.
You notice they're hitting us with 4K now.
With what? With
cameras. You don't want to show. It's 4K.
4K.
Legit, like, people can see my. Can you see?
They can see our pores.
Like, can you see like my beard there? My mustache is like, it's like right there, bro. You can see a pimple.
That is legit.
Shout out to black shorts. They're killing it.
I have such a good question. I feel like we'll save it for next week, but I'll ask it now. I just want to know, do you guys, and you must be honest, like, is it better to work with white people or black people in terms of like the music space, but I'll say this for another week. It'll make sense, trust me. I'll read it properly. Like, and it's to do with business for the music industry.
We can rock you now. What you were saying?
No, don't rock me. I'm asking. I'm just saying, like, you see how Shots was saying that a lot of people trust, they still trust the white people to, for example, execute the videos for them, to run that stuff for them. So I'm asking, do you feel like do you trust working with white people more? Or do you trust working with black people? And if you choose whichever side, why? And where are the shortfalls of each?
The black people are better because they understand, number one, what you're trying to get if you're going to shoot a music video, Kasi, yeah. Instead of a white guy, Mfaka Alexandra. Number one, he's not comfortable, Alex. That's that day. But the problem now is that if I shoot a music video with black studios, ne? Black studios will struggle to get it to play in Channel O, MTV, and whatever. Versus when a white person shoots a music video, and even if it's a cack video, 2 days later you see it on TV. Mm. So there's that gate that is being kept there. Open it.
That race part.
Hey, open it. Open it. Let's be equal. Trust me. If you shoot a music, I shoot a lot of music videos.
Yeah,
but I still have to pay for those music videos to go on TV.
No, but is it more about the people shooting the video or the label?
It's more of the connections, not the label.
That's what I'm saying.
If I shoot music video,
your cameraman doesn't necessarily have the thing. You have the connections to take you to MTV.
Okay, let me tell you, because I'm in the business. If I shoot a music video with him, with Black Studios,
right.
He can't be sending that music video to me and then to you and then me. I'm assigned to that one that I pay for you to go. From him, it's supposed to just, once he sends me a draft and I say it's cool, it's supposed to send it straight to TV.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? They're supposed to have that connect that goes straight to TV because they need to film. They know what format that video, what format Channel O needs that music video for. So now, you understand what I'm saying? So now, they have to send it to me.
Not necessarily. Actually, I don't understand you. Sorry.
Have you ever sent a music video to TV?
I don't understand.
Let's move to the next topic.
But I'm trying to understand this, right? I'm trying to understand this. So let's say Nam Rembul, ne? I am an artist in Temisa's on the come up, ne? But I have mega money. I have an uncle that's funding me. And then we get the best white guy to come shoot a video who has a connect on MTV.
That might be a cack video.
No, but I'm saying, no. This guy comes, he does his thing in the right format. Will he just directly send it to MTV? And will MTV play it without them knowing that I am Rembola? That's probably known by two guys in my
street. So again, it goes back to Payola because we all have those emails. Where you send these music videos.
Yeah.
We all have them as record labels and whatever. Yeah. It's there. It's out there. They advertise it. You can find it anyway. But they won't even open it if it doesn't.
Yo, but that's exactly what I'm saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
I need to tumele o fan fake. That's known. That always sends emails.
Once they see fan fake email, they open and they upload it. They don't even watch, I guess. They just... It's Van Veek that sent it.
Oh, so if it's Van Veek, it doesn't matter.
Which even if it's a cack video,
it's going to go on.
It's a cack video, it's going to go there.
So then,
I want the black people to have the connection to send the music videos there and have direct connect with all this TV thinging.
The same way Van Veek.
You understand what I'm saying? So that those people who are compiler there, let them watch a music video that comes from black studios and say, this is not good, this is not good quality. You understand what I'm saying? Can you please fix 1, 2, 3 and resend?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
But they don't even get to that. It's who sent the music video that matters.
No, but I don't think it's entirely up to the guys that shoot the music video. I don't think it's up to the producers, but I think it's up to who you sign to, what connect you have.
Taki,
you understand what I'm saying? It's not necessarily up to like black studios to like try go sell your video at MTV and Channel O. It's not up to them. It's up to the artists and the connects you have. It's not up to Wolf and Vague necessarily.
And so let me say I'm taking your I wanna do the way you're saying I must do it. And we did it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to pay for it to go in A. I can't send it directly. But I won't even open the email. That's what I'm saying.
We don't know what price Van Veek is paying.
It's white.
It's white. It's a genuine connection.
It's white. Bro, go to MTV offices or events. It's white. Black is run around.
Yes.
Channel O, it's whites up there in the offices. Black, it's run around. Ice boys. Oh, you need to be here because you need to talk to Munaga. You guys will understand each other. And then you come back to report to me. Come back and report to me. Then I'll be like, nah, maybe. You understand what I'm saying? It's that thing in iPhone where there's a white person there in those offices. Let's put a black person with the power to do the right and final decisions as well. That's what I'm saying.
No, but do you think white people are gatekeeping? Or do you think it's a thing of...
Maybe they're not even gatekeeping. They still have the privilege up there.
Oh, okay. So it's not a wee thing.
They still have a privilege up there.
I don't think white people are tapped into that music to that extent. I think they rely on black people. They rely on guys that's beneath him, like the tough. A&Rs, right? Oh. So, for instance, we have guys like Womalachi who work at Sony. I think he's a lawyer at Sony, right? We have, for example, Vigilante America Universal, eh? Sony, right? Vigilante works for Sony as well, right?
Sony a black-owned company?
No, but that's what... that's exactly what I'm saying. They rely on the black people they hired to do the job for them.
But you are saying what I'm saying. You like black men running around?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, so we have the A&Rs, the OGs of the game that are on the ground seeking talent. And I'm not saying VG still has Liana, his small boys that are doing the work for him.
Yeah, so what's
the point? Because he just sits in office and he makes the final say. He's like, okay, this is dope. Okay, oh, Tahi, put Tahi on this judge's panel to do the Samus thing. Oh, this guy is... Do you understand what I'm saying? So, it's we need... How can I put this? I'm trying to find the right words, man.
I'm not going to find it because you're not making sense.
I am making a lot of sense. You're just not to understand me.
You're not.
I feel like we missed each other right there from the music video part. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I feel like this is a topic for another week.
This needs to be a debate, actually.
Yeah, it's fine.
Or have a conversation. I think it needs a bit more research. But yeah, we'll get into it again. But also, did you guys see the whole... drama with Uncle Waffles. I know a little bit about it, but I think you have more information. She went to Kenya. She was performing. There was tear gas. Hey, Kuning, please, let's get into that. I want us to discuss that.
Yeah. She actually blocked me. She hasn't... Please unblock me.
Uncle Waffles blocked you.
Yeah. Why would you want to be followed by Waffles?
Please unblock me so that I can get all of this information nicely. Because now I need to go via my what accounts.
Your stalker accounts.
My ghost account to find this information.
That's crazy.
I see training on Twitter and I can't reach it. Now I need to, you know. So I think she had a show out in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people weren't treated fairly. The crowd wasn't treated fairly. I think they were tear gassed at some point. She said her management... Yeah, dear guest, her management was also not treated right. You know, they were not given the right respect and all of that. So I just have a statement. It might take a minute. I'm going to read all of it so that we don't miss anything.
Read
and
it.
And then I'll call Kai myself.
Is he going to pick up?
Kai will pick up.
As I'm reading this,
I just
call him.
Internet.
Call him. As soon as he picks up, I'll stop.
I can't host.
I can't wait.
Where's daughter?
Listen, he's like...
There's no internet here. That's
this is from... This was posted on her Instagram and Twitter, right? It's like, she's like, hey, my Kenyan base, right? I'm extremely disappointed and chatted by the way, For the Love of My Piano handled this event. Oh, For the Way for My Piano, I think is the name of the...
The event.
Handled this event, which was something I've been looking forward to for a while.
Right.
From sound issues, even before my performance, to my team being mishandled, this wasn't something I expected at all, right? What has disappointed me most, though, is how my Kenyan supporters were treated by the organizers and security at the event. People were pushed around, mishandled, and mistreated with the least amount of care, and that is something I will not stand for.
Mm.
The safety and well-being of people who come out to support me and the genre is my top priority, and I could not play my set any longer while people were visibly uncomfortable and at the risk of getting hurt, right? Mm. To the event organizers, you have not disappointed me, but you have all... Sorry, my bad. To the event organizers, you have not only disappointed me, but you have also let down 10,000 plus people who came out in support of this event. I urge you to do better if you have any desire to continue putting events together in the future. Kenya, I hope to see you again soon with a much better outcome. I love you guys so much. Uncle Waffles, look like a what?
Deep.
No, I'm trying to get internet. There's no internet here. There's no...
Oh, you shop a WhatsApp call?
Yeah.
I think I have airtime. You probably blocked me as well.
Shout out to Waffles for stopping the performance.
Yeah.
As much as they the artists and superstars, they still care about the people in the ground. The people that actually bought tickets to go watch them.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Waffles. That was actually a dope move. Was actually a dope decision. Because some of them would have just said, "Hey, I got paid. Let me play my set, finish and ham." But she stopped, and that's commendable. And I command every artist to do exactly that. If you see your people are not okay, kawang amatia kes na na, then manja ban baya faku eventia. It's on you. So nah, she did well there.
At that point, can you ask for your money back? I mean, can you? You don't have to
ask
pay them back.
Money back.
Sorry, because let's say they paid you before. Can you ask them? Can you like take the money and say, "No, I'm not giving it back to you"? Because can the events company come back and say you didn't even finish your set? Or what?
Who can ask the money back?
Can the events company come back and say, can I please have our money?
No. She has clear evidence that they bullshitted.
So it's fine.
She has clear evidence and the reasons. And she apologized to the people, but didn't apologize to the event organizers. Because not every event organizer is a like decent person. Remember, they're not organizing events because they love people in Kenya, those ones. It's because they just want to make money. So the money is made. They just want to make money and leave. And don't give a fuck about the rest.
Yeah.
Messy. Messy. Is it answering? We're waiting for...
No, let's carry on. Your answers are thinking.
Okay, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. But let's move on to Beat Breaks. We saw you're going to lead us today. I want us to discuss the song by Sam Deep, Photoshop.
I'll put it here if he calls me. Yeah.
I heard it. And I heard there was sampling from that song. Which guys, also be my tune. From that, it's, I don't know who sings the song though, but there was sampling.
Oh, Sam Deep killed this album, man. Shout out to Sam Deep for the album. That album is really dope. I listened to all of it about 4 times. About 4, if not 5 times. And I came out with one song for me that I think he needs to focus on. I know he's probably trying to push that song with Reese.
No, but let's be honest, eh? I'm sorry.
I'm doing the beat break.
No. Yeah. I'm touching on the album because it's so close to my heart. I played it the whole week as well. And I just want to see this before you carry on. I just want to share my love. I really love this album, bro. I love it so much. And I just want to say this. Reese Madlisa, Zuma, Mahu did an amazing job on this album. I really love it. I love it so much, man. It's so close to me. Njelik as well. Njelik is only on one song, bro. He's on one song. But do you want to give Njelik his flowers? As an OG of the game? As a master of this?
And you guys were speaking about this man. Yeah.
We never speak about Njelik.
No,
we never.
Like behind scenes. You're always like, Njelik.
Njelik is the shit, bro.
Yeah.
Njelik is probably one of the best songwriters we have on Amapiano.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it right. Probably one of the best songwriters we have on Amapiano. You need to put him on top 15.
Top 15?
Yeah. No, best huge. Songwriters.
Not top 10.
Top 15 is safe.
Ah, okay.
Is safe.
Okay.
In no particular order.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he's there in top 15. Hey, bro, these kids are writing music, bro. These kids are writing music, dog. So Jelik is that guy, and he's a good DJ as well.
Does he perform as much?
Yeah. Jelik sings, writes, performs, play. So when you have Jelik, you have the full package. And he's been doing this thing. And he's got classics. Remember the other classics when we were choosing classics? I came up with the songs. Yeah. So Jelik is the shit, dog. Jelik is the guy that I think he is. Yeah. But at the same time,
Spiso uses TikTok language, it kills me, dog. And he's the guy he thinks he is.
You're
a TikToker now. Like, you're a baddie. Like, yo, I love it. Sorry. He's the guy he thinks
Jelik
he
doesn't
is.
Like. Wake up in the morning and talk about I'm better than whoever. Jelik just pushes the music and minds his own business, makes his money, feeds your family. I commend him for that.
Shout out.
He's the best.
Shout out. But yeah, the song. Let's speak about the song, Photoshop. Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. You get
it. So you just wanted me to...
No, yeah, I wanted to give him Jelik his flowers before anything else.
Sounds more like you wanted me to kiss his ass.
Yes, you should. I think I would too, man. Jelik is the one. He deserves it.
So I was listening. I was listening to the entire album. Yeah.
No way.
I'll hook you up with Musa.
Musa who? Or Keys.
Musa Keys.
Oh yeah.
You guys are fine.
Since you have the energy. Let me go back to the album. I was listening to the entire album. Love pretty much. Probably one song that I don't feel. Probably just one.
Okay.
And it's okay. He still infuses a lot Kwaito into his music. A lot of deep house into his music. A lot of commercial sounds, house commercial sounds. But there's this one particular song that I think he needs to make it a single. It's called Photoshop. Ah, man. Photoshop is dope, bro. Photoshop, I think, is a song that my 2000 will try to understand because his sound is for people who understand music. So Photoshop, it features Mahu and Murumba Peach. And
it's Murumba Peach, dog. Yo, I love the voice.
And he almost got away with it if I didn't know music.
There's Zaki's as well.
Is it?
Zaki's. You know him?
Zakis.
Zakis. Zakis.
I don't.
It sounds familiar. What song?
I have no idea. It's in Photoshop. It's also there.
Oh, is it? Yeah. So he sampled the song that he almost got away with. Who's this guy? David, the white guy?
David
Guetta. The German white guy? David Guetta.
Yes, David Guetta.
Featuring Kelly Rowland. When life takes over. Yeah. When life takes over.
I could hear it immediately. Immediately.
Is it?
Yes, like immediately.
Yeah. It's sampled that song. But if you don't know that song, you won't. Even if you know that song, if you don't have a good ear, I tell sharp, I'm fine. I tell sharp because he did it so well. Dope, 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 dope song. I think he needs to make that song a single of this, of the single on the album. Mm. It's a really dope song. Shout out to Sam Deep Dog. Like, yo, I'm so happy for him, bro, because he's been making the music and making hits and he never comes out and tells his story.
So he must come here. Please.
He doesn't tell his story a lot.
How's his PR though?
I don't think it's a matter of PR, dog. It's his personality.
How is he? Who is this guy?
This guy started with, he's the guy that started with all of it back in the days, though.
Yeah.
He was there when it all started.
How old is he?
If you remember, even MFR Souls, when they're telling the story, they had to mention Sam Deep.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
How old is he? Is he your age, mate?
I don't know how old is he, but no, probably older than him.
Okay.
Me, I'm Afropop old.
Yeah.
Me, I'm Afropop old. Yeah, shout out to Sam Deep, man. Please check it out. Check out that album, dog, and then put comments here. Then we'll try and go read those comments. It's a dope album.
Tell us if you guys listen to it. Yeah, but guys, on to Beyond the Music. You know, sometimes must just speak about people. I'm joking. We don't do that yet, guys. It's about the music.
Sorry, man.
But what's wrong?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, it's fine.
And Siso, I'm sorry. I apologize. Siso, remember? This thing has been, it's been stuck to me, bro. I need to let it out because, you know, I'm not going to every single day. And I feel like I just want to put it out there.
Take it out.
Remember when Reason came to you with that sample and asked you for to clear the Nkosazana daughter sample, right?
Mm.
Remember that? Mm. Can I tell the story? Is it cool?
What was the story there?
What did you guys didn't have a hassle with the master or like the spreadsheet and shit, right?
Nah, not yet.
Before I start?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
You can't tell the story?
No, not yet.
So here's what happened. Reason is a genius, bro.
Yeah.
He's a genius. I feel like he writes for Bopori. You know, because he's from hip-hop. Mm-hmm. He writes some songs for Bopori. That guy is a genius. So here's what he did, right? So, you know, Okema Josie, the photographer, he was at Fiso's birthday.
It's my brother.
He's your?
My brother.
Oh, he's your
family,
brother?
Yeah.
Oh, family. It's Fiso, right? Mm. Soma Josie bought a new camera, right? So he was like testing out the mic.
Okay.
Right, and then he went to Nkosazana with the camera. He's like, please say Baba Nyukumbule or something like that. And then she started singing Baba Nyukumbule, right? So Majosi took that thing. I posted that guy on Instagram,
right?
Reason saw that, took that clip, sent it to a producer.
Okay,
and then they turned the thing Baba Nyukumbule into like a loop,
okay?
Because he's got such a good ear.
Why are you saying Soma Josi?
Okay, Majosi. Sorry, I confused him, you know. Sent that thing to a producer and then they looped the Baba Nyukumbule, which sounds so good
like
on a song, right?
Yeah.
Reason made that a song, bro. It's a banger, but it released 2022, hip-hop like, but it's got a bit of amapiano nyano,
okay.
Sharp. So with all of that, he had to split a master with Okay Majosi.
Yes.
With Shoma Joe. Is it Shoma? Okay. Okay, Majosi. With Okay Majosi, the photographer. He just played a master with Okay Majosi.
And Nkosazana, right?
No, wait. I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
He's playing a master with Okay Majosi because Okay Majosi has the IP.
Okay.
Which is intellectual property, na?
Yes, because he posted the video.
He has the original IP of the thing, right? So he's splitting a master with Okay Majosi. At the same time, he's splitting a publishing, whatever, right?
With
Nkosazana. Do you understand? Because it's all vocals.
You say I'm still learning these music terms. But so basically because the IP obviously belongs to Okema Josie and now Reason took the song. So now I have to split the masters with him.
Yes.
So why does it split masters with Nkosazana?
Because it's Nkosazana's vocals.
Okay, so why is it
but
publishing
But Nkosazana can still claim masters for the song because the song didn't exist until Reason sampled her on that post.
Yes.
So she can still go out and make the song and let them and tell them, yo, no, you guys can't do this. This is my vocals. This is my song. I'm going to make a song off of this.
Yes,
so
I get that.
Cut that. I'm going to make my own song. Do you understand how crazy that is?
But
she has publishing rights to the song.
Those lyrics are way older than when you saw them. Those lyrics literally made Nkosazana daughter. Way back, there's a clip of Nkosazana. Way back, as a Sebenza Lakuthungwa Khona Impahla.
She used to song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Serenza lab.
And she was singing.
So it comes from, she was still very, 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 very young. So it's way too old. That's so my Josie, okay, my Josie made it fresh. Like, and he was just playing. It wasn't even like, then it happened.
He was just playing. He was like, yeah, I'm trying out this mic.
He likes doing that with her.
Yes, Baba Nyikumbule. Mm. Which is like, God, remember me and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, that guy is a genius. Reason is
he has
so
a good
his pen game has always been good from songs like what two comes back in the days. I'm gonna go back to hip hop. I'm sorry. Let's...
Traitor.
Yeah, your hip hop culture.
No, 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 not necessarily.
Not anymore,
but
Shem, like,
but that was genius, Fiso. Was it not genius?
It was very genius. Shout out to Reason.
Like
Reason is one of the most talented guys
Fiso
we have.
Kind now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most talented guys we have in the country. Underrated, I feel. He is very underrated, but Reason can do pretty much anything. He's singing on Mthandazo. Mm. He's got a verse there on Mthandazo. Like Reason, hip hop, you can give Reason.
And then
I have songs on my laptop, on my PC that I did with Reason, Three Step.
Yeah.
And he kills
He
it.
Does Three
yeah,
Step.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Reason can do anything.
So what's wrong?
Shit.
I don't know what's wrong, man. I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time with him these days. I probably last saw him. That symphonic thing, but he's very underrated.
But if he was good in hip hop, now he's good on piano. He's writing verses for all the big cats. He's good in Three Step. It should be the marketing or just njaga atandeki maybe.
You never know with media, dog. Sometimes media just wants you to do gimmicks, and maybe he's not a guy that just wants to do gimmicks.
Yeah.
They want him to do birimaro.
Yeah, something like that, and I don't see him do
I
stuff
don't think
like
so,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say he loves music. He comes from an era where music mattered. So he still keeps that.
True.
Yeah.
You're saying sorry.
Crazy. Yeah. I wanted us to speak. XW got a car. Just congrats to him.
Shout out to XW. Well, remove that sticker, then Panaga said for VW more. In Karabao sponsor Rishil. See you in
Teda. Here's a sticker.
Shout out to him. Congratulations to him. Yeah, I want this sticker. Yeah. They wrote VW, where XW.
Don't give them free promo.
I don't want
though,
it. Okay. Remove it. Congratulations. You deserve it.
Shout out. Love to see people winning. No, he's working.
Boy's been working a lot. I'm proud of him.
So he wasn't studio. He was in studio with EQ, I think, day before yesterday. And Lee Mac as well. I think he's actually working on that project that we spoke about earlier on, like in other episodes.
Okay.
Remember, I think he gave that project to BIB. So he's working on like his project.
Okay.
He had Lee Mac in studio. He had XW. And I'm seeing all of this on his status.
Looking clean.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him, bro. He's living in a good house now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see Paul is working?
Who lives in a good house?
Paul is at work.
No, but Dub is always stayed by Pori.
He's no longer stays at Leonardo.
You know, he left the Leonardo.
He's not staying at Leonardo.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see what Pori is doing. Fixing the country one by one. You see? Obviously, you will make mistakes. You can't change everybody's at once. Yeah. But bro, that guy's trying, bro.
No, but what? Bro.
He's trying.
Can
do you think?
Meruguari killing your again, Bilabil? What does he do? No, I don't know. Nothing here. He's been here a couple of times. He's been an MC. Is it his job? Or does he also make music?
Rick is making music also. He's on songs. That song, Shemot, he's got a verse.
He had a verse.
He's got a verse.
He has a verse. You didn't see it.
There's a verse.
Which song? That's...
Yeah.
Has he always been... is he good? Is he lit?
It's good.
It's good. It makes sense for the song.
It's good. He's as good as MC. I mean, as a cool MC.
To me, he doesn't.
He's as good as other MCs in the country.
To me, he doesn't seem like he's like an artist, you know.
Why? Because he's beautiful.
I don't. Besides him being beautiful,
push my face.
He's just. Oh. I don't know. I feel like he's just with Maporisa.
Nah, no, he's not just with Maporisa. He adds a lot of value.
Yeah, he does.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
He adds a lot of value.
No, thank you for the clarity. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, guys, Z and Young Stana, they're put on a new young. They're on a Puma campaign. I think they're actually ambassadors. And that is huge. Huge, huge, huge. So well done to them.
Can you please give her flowers?
Who?
Zig Mumal.
Zig Mumal.
Let's say something nice
about Z.
Yeah. I want to hear how you're going to.
She's still a student. They were UJ.
Dude, she's a student.
She's still a student.
Yeah, I interviewed her the other day. She was like, she's still in scale. Oh, I was like, wait. But up close, dog. I'm proud of her. She's literally a full-on student. She's like, she's going to finish that degree.
So you said Z won. I mean, she's now the face of Puma, né?
Yeah,
dude.
Congratulations to Z, man. I'm really,
love
really,
her.
Really. I know you're faking it. I'm really, really proud of you, mamas. You deserve it. You've really been working very hard for your age.
Same, love
especially
you.
For your age, you have been working really hard. I think if you keep it up, you're gonna get a lot more deals that will come your way. So don't give up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's still a student, bro.
She's still a kid.
She's a UJ. I love seeing her perform, man. I love seeing the visuals that are there. You know, every time she performs, the work that she's putting in. You know, she's pretty, she's hot.
She's the shit.
She's so tiny and yellow bone, you know. Fresh, always clean, always dripping, you know. Whether she's wearing Puma or like Lagerfeld, you know, she's there rocking.
Yeah, I love that.
And honestly, that song, I felt like it's still a contender for Song of the Year. I'm a gear by her, you know. Her album also, the album art is amazing.
I'm definitely sure that song now must be there on top five.
I'm a gear. It's getting up there.
Yeah, for Song of the Year, top five. Top five.
Probably. Possibly.
She said it once on TikTok, they chowed her. But now I'm sure now they're changing their minds now.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they chowed her. Because
she was
just joking.
I remember that.
TikTok went for her.
Oh, they're like, oh, man.
Yeah, I hope she can repost it so we see what they say now.
Yeah. No, well done to her, man. Serious. And guys, so the artist getting brand deal, shout out, dog. That stuff has so much money, bro.
Being an ambassador. Yeah, I wish her all the best, man.
A lot of money. Shout out to her and Stana. We love to see it. Also, Kangisa, is it... Jacqueline.
That's right.
It's giving closer, girl. Like,
yeah.
Guys, she's getting married. Did you guys see?
She's getting married or she got married?
She got married.
Amazing. Ah, man. If I was her, I was going to probably have done the same decision. Like, taken the same decision.
Why did you see?
Well...
Why?
I don't feel like the... I'm probably going to reference her in the near future when we're saying, is it okay for influencers to jump from influencing to make music? Because people knew her for being an influencer and then she jumped into making music. Her friends got confused. She got one or two songs right, like Soka. You know that song with Tyler ICU? She got it right.
Nice.
Because it's Gija, also it's gimmicks. But she can actually sing. I think it's because now her friends accepted her as an influencer. Then now you want to come back. Now you want us to now listen to your music. But it's a top decision. The music was not doing too much for her. And I kind of have a feeling she'll make a good wife.
I think she's got sufficient fans. She's got a serious fan base, basically from like TikTok. She grew a lot from there. Also, she built like a solid foundation.
She got a community.
Yeah, she's got a community. Yeah. People love her, man. And it's more on a personality and everything. And then the music just makes everything a lot more better, you know. And they just, you know, flow with her and create waves together and all of that.
Yeah.
Do you think she decided to get married when they say she stole a song?
What song was it?
I remember she was always dating that guy.
What song was it again?
There was a song that was trending.
I remember.
They were like, she stole that song, she stole the lyrics or whatever it is. And she was so hurt and she took a break. Hey, when she came back, now she was getting married.
Has she been off the grid?
Yeah, she was.
She has been off the grid.
She couldn't handle it.
She didn't release
she was touched, dog, but it's also different. Like now people are accusing you of stealing stuff. It's hectic.
They child, I'm sure she was like, hey, fuck it, let me be someone's wife.
But also not everyone can be an artist. Like I think she did her best, but like I don't think everyone can be an artist. Some things are for you and some things are not for you.
But I think she really tried her best and I feel like if she gets the right people behind her,
she can do it again.
I think she'll kill it again.
Do you think she
does have the right people, bro? Like I was.
Who's managing her?
I forgot those boys, but they're all from Mpumalanga. But they were doing a good job. She's from Mpumalanga, Mus. Yeah.
She signed.
Yeah?
She signed.
No. She's doing her own thing.
She's independent.
I mean, come on. As an indie artist.
With the TikTok money, you can definitely be independent.
You can be independent.
You can,
She's cool. She's got her own car. She's doing well. The kid's doing well. It's just the music was not doing as... Probably the music... Well, the music is not doing well as much as the marriage.
Do you think that she can make a comeback?
The music is not what?
It's not doing well as much as the umshad.
Ash. But guys, maybe she'll make a comeback.
She'll kill me
know.
When she sees me. I'm dead. When I see her, I must go short left.
She's very loud, eh?
Yeah?
She's very loud.
Because her people are so much. She has so much energy. I don't think she's loud.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think she's loud?
Too much energy.
It's energy.
I'm learning ways to say things politely. So she's not loud. She's too much energy.
But you know my brains, love. I feel like a
Nah, look at you learning how to say things nicely.
Brand money, we want now.
Anything on your side?
Sorry. Let me just.
Also, guy, I love this shirt, dude.
But oh yeah.
Who's How this? Much was it?
Thank you so much. It's Makosa. I'm joking, yeah? It's off.
Is it
not? Often.
Oh, I thought it was Makosa. I was so confused.
I got Makosa, Angie.
What are you trying to say? Is
this is not a Makosa.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean I'll get home across Angie?
I wear a Makosa.
What does that mean?
Me personally, I wouldn't take it if I was you. If I was you, I would never take that dog.
Now, what is he trying to say? I'll give it to the owner of the brand.
What are you trying to say?
You're saying Gabi is there.
Maybe that instigates.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Remember I was just speaking about EQ now?
Yeah.
So, remember I spoke about Freshman?
Yeah.
So, that interview aired.
I watched a little bit of stuff on TikTok, but yeah. But I didn't watch the whole interview.
Did I watch the whole thing? No, I watched the whole thing, man.
So, what is he saying?
Because I love Freshman. In an interview, it was like 12 questions, whatever. And they asked him, like, what was the most expensive thing you bought, right? And he said...
That's what I saw.
And he said his studio equipment, right? And his studio is like...
102K.
Is it 120K?
Did he say 120?
I think he said 120K.
Oksala, like, it's over 100, dude. That's what I saw. And I was like, fuck. Our studio's that expensive.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not a joke.
They could, and I'm glad he's
the
not...
The more you think you have it all,
you don't have
something
it all.
Else come up. It's just like with camera equipment.
You need to keep evolving.
Like
you keep evolving.
So, he has a new song out. He was in studio with like the likes of Lee Mack. So I'm just happy that, you know, our artists are not running to like Diamond Walk. You know, if I had that money now.
Babe, it's even me. Yeah, I'd buy
AQ is responsible. I just saw he posted something happy 6 years birthday with his woman. So if a man has been with a woman for 6 years, shout out to him. Oh. It's not easy to deal with women.
That's why he didn't say I have a crush on Monaka back. He was like,
he has
it's
a
not
girlfriend.
Easy to deal with women for 6 years. One woman.
Damn, man.
So he is very responsible. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
It's someone that can commit. So he's committed to the music.
Why are you only saying it now on air? You don't say anything before.
When did he post this?
You can check now.
On WhatsApp. It's still there. WhatsApp.
Yeah, check now. If you follow him.
Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what. Why you sound hurt?
I'm not hurt.
Yeah, I'm telling you so that you pull me up.
I'm not doing anything.
Puma.
I'm literally not doing anything, guys. I'm just in shock.
Yeah. But I heard you talking, whatever you were saying. Oh, I was like, Bambalo.
No, I didn't see it.
It's a beautiful woman. Show me that.
I'm going to show you.
It's even a beautiful woman.
Relax. No, she's not beating you.
I know, but let me see.
He dropped a song actually at midnight. And it's called Guse Guse. It features Shane 907, Deep Explosion, and Lady Amar, right?
Three or four.
That's my baby.
Yeah. He's like, let me take a screenshot right now. Ne?
Send it to the group, please. So that Bangati, why didn't we say allegedly?
She's like, happy 6th year anniversary, baby. With an exclamation mark.
Let me see.
And then he's like, Sibuya Kute.
Yes.
That's
beautiful, trust. Beautiful.
Let me see, nigga.
He's like, Nyaktanda blind.
Yeah.
He even had to say blind.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice. We're so happy for you.
He's still thinking this
kid.
Dude. I have a man.
Shout out to him, man.
You have a what?
Well done.
I have a man. Well, I don't care.
You have a man?
Huh? Anyways.
I don't know who is the man. When? That Joel.
I'm Joel. Actually, you'll never know. I always lie.
Eh?
You'll never know. I always lie. What if I have a boyfriend? You would never know.
But the one in Dubai?
No, not. It's Yatekateka.
Okay, it's fine. Eh?
It didn't land. Né? Like it's just it's mid stuff.
I'm not worried.
Why is it that deep? Should she be intimidated?
No, she, guys, I'm not speaking anymore. But so you
Why are you zooming the girl now?
Yeah.
Why are you zooming this?
I'm not zooming it. I'm just saying.
Why are you zooming the girl?
No, I'm trying to send 100 to him. Let me do this. I want to react to it and be like,
yeah, send like a heart. There's a heart emoji. You know, you can send hearts on WhatsApp.
Send. Done.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. But it was great. The Freshman questions. We keep doing that stuff, guys. It is. I hope they do that with more artists. I love it. Yeah. Is there anything
next
else on your side?
Can I please get a tissue for her?
I don't need a tissue, guys. Anyways, can I actually have water? And it's just because my glass is empty. No, it's because my glass is empty. You can see. I don't have water in here. Please.
I was waiting. I wanted to drop the bomb. I heard you guys talk like
Zombamba. You guys actually hate me. You guys actually hate me.
Like Zombamba,
it's fine. Let's move on.
Yeah, Puma.
Okay, guys. So, for today's big debate, we wanted to do something a little bit lighthearted. This is fun. I think you guys are going to enjoy this, ne? So, obviously, you know, we have couples in the industry, you know, before Kappa, me, you know, like Calvin and Baba, like it's really, it's people that have good chemistry, they look good together. And I think for today's debate, I want to know from your guys' side, they don't have to be dating, ne? And it's just a game. We're not saying these people are dating. We're just saying for the sake of the music. Yeah. Who do you guys think based off like chemistry in terms of like, yo, they'd make such good music together. And obviously aesthetically, they look good together. Who do you guys feel like would be some really good couples in the Amapiano game?
Okay, even if,
let's say you think that Calvin should be with somebody else because you feel like, yo, actually this person would make a lot of good music. Mention that as well.
How many are we doing?
Let's do two couples each.
Okay, fair, nah?
It's actually very light, I think.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's nice and cute.
We're matchmaking here. We're playing matchmaker.
I'll just say my one, and then I'll let him do his one.
And then you can do another one.
Because it's not something that you'd always, you know, just easily think of spontaneously like that. So I think, I'd put, because EQ is in production, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a rising star, man. He's got good raps. He's got good beats. He's a producer at the same time. He knows how to put stuff together. He's worked with the biggest artists, right? He's worked with the likes of Awafouka. I was working with Wally Mack, you know. Mm. He managed to get the best management, which is Abu Dimpo, you know. I recently got out of BIB. So he's been through it all, man. And he's still thriving. He's gigging internationally, right? So I feel like if he had someone who's got as much energy, who's still as young, who's probably got the same vision as Zingumalo by his side.
I knew you were going to say that.
That would definitely work.
See, with EQ.
I see it happening, bro. I feel like they create magic. There's so much to it, you know? I feel like if they put it to test, I haven't seen them in studio together, but I feel like it would work. Because EQ's got that Chama Boy Kasi type of rap. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then Z would come with that. She's also a bit hood,
but she can still be sexy.
Yeah, and, you know, it'll be like Bonnie and Clyde type of stuff. You understand? Like bad boy, good girl type stuff. Because now he's playing you and what, you're not 6 years ago, and Clay, Lawan Swar. So it'll be a crazy combination.
But do you think musically they would make a lot of sense?
It would.
You can see them on a song.
There's probably like a 60% chance it would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, just for the fun, just for the vibe. But I feel like the relationship would work more than the music, and the relationship would just sell the music.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I see that. And it's a nice Gen Z couple.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Giving. They're like us. A bride there at the... I think he stays at... I don't know if he stays at the park still, but...
And yeah, wherever he stays. It's not exposed location.
And the Audi, you know, driving. Zingumalo, atsweri pasenja mola. Bona, get a vibe. Instagram picture.
Oh, it's all of too that cute.
TikTok videos, dancing. Puma to Puma. Because I think EQ is also an ambassador, if I'm not mistaken.
He's done something. I don't know if he's an ambassador, but he's done work.
With
yeah.
Puma to Puma. Do you understand? So the vision is the same. Grill on grill. Do you understand me? That would work.
Okay, cute.
I think that's cute.
I see it. I hear this chat. I fully hear it. Sviso, give us a couple. And even these ones that are jollering, if you have to break them up, it's fine. For the sake of the video, we're just matchmaking.
I want to marry Kabza.
Yo, this is random. I want to see who you're going to marry him with.
With... For music, like powerhouse music.
You might say that.
For powerhouse music. I mean, for power music. That nobody will beat them ever.
Dream team.
I would say Kabza must get married to Babalwa M.
What? We did not expect that.
Yeah.
For real?
We were going to ask, yo, bro. That was going to... And the height-wise also, you see?
Yeah. It makes sense.
Height-wise also, nah, don't do this. You must do this. I say you must learn how to say things nice.
So, oh, so we don't do you say this, you must say
height-wise also, you see?
Wow, Spiso. Guys, Spiso's changing. He's
I'll put Kabza the Small... I'll say Kabza the Small must get married to Babalwa M. We will have hits forever.
More than Calvin and him? More than Calvin and her.
Hey.
No,
yay.
Yeah,
yay.
Okay, I got your answer. Thank you.
Yay.
I think honestly.
Do you imagine it, dog?
No, it was ease.
Can I add on to it?
Yeah.
I honestly see it.
Yeah, sorry, there's water there.
But I don't fully agree with it. I don't think Babalwa M would ever fully recover, ne? And be as good in music again without Momo or Sticks by her side. It'll take a time. It might take 5 years.
No, but
it's hypothetical.
It's my mind is turning into that newspaper guy again.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry.
No, it's what it's
what
it's,
if?
What if?
Hypothetical.
So if I say what if, that means that she never dated Kevin Momo. She never worked with Sticks. She never.
What if?
First, Zisukanje, if in the beginning, from the beginning, Kabza de Small had married Babalwa M, it was going to be timeless hits, dog. Every day, hits.
And her voice works so well with his vibe.
Hits.
Everything.
Is there any song from Kabza de Small and Babalwa M? No. Why?
They haven't done a song together. Why? Are you sure? Please check.
Konjo, isn't Kevin Momo always compared to Kabza de Small? They always compared, no?
What song do they have?
When was it?
Outi Babo.
I know, man. I don't want them in private school. I want them as Kabza sound. Yeah, like something Kabza will drop alone.
Let's hear it there.
Is it a big song? What?
Shots.
Maybe
let's hear
we
it
know
there.
It.
Let's yeah, hear it. Let's hear it. There's a mic there.
So, to explain it, that song, Yashin Chimpil, is there on Kabza's first album, what is King of Piano, right?
Mm.
It doesn't have any vocals. Then on Private School, the first album of Momo, he brought in vocals. He brought in Cobbs, I think, Cobbs and Babalwa. He remade the song. So,
Kevin Momo.
But now he's also credited Cobbs on the song because it's his.
Oh, geez. Also, they don't have a song together.
Me, I want them in studio together.
Maybe they'll do it and they'll shock us.
But what do you think
why don't they work together? Yeah.
Why do you think there isn't?
I don't know, because he's best friends with Momo. Maybe that thing about Kloela Media, I'm fine. Maybe that kind
of... So for the music.
So remember, somebody created competition between Momo and Kabza at some point. Am I wrong?
No, there was have like been some, compared some, a bit.
They have been compared. Am I wrong?
We compared
no,
them.
No, you're not. You're right.
Piano rapped.
Who was it?
We did it.
No, it was on the internet. Not you guys. It was like on the internet. It was like a real-time thing.
Yeah.
And then Pori came on and he's like, no, don't compare Kabza and Momo.
No, it's us. He was responding to us.
Oh.
He was responding to us. Because we compared Kabza and Momo. That's when that one said Kabza can't.
Interesting.
I'm right.
For real?
Yeah, I was responding to us.
Oh, dope. I can't wait to do piano rap.
But
it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun.
Give us
did you see there's some people that stole our concept?
Ah.
They stole what? Our concept?
The piano rap concept.
Yes, they did.
They stole it.
MTV Base, ne?
Funny enough, they wanted me to be part of it.
You lying.
I kid you not.
They hit you up.
I turned down the check.
When was this?
4 weeks back, dude.
No, it was like 2 months.
2 months.
2 months back?
Yeah.
How much were they paying?
Was they not paying.
Ah, but they offered you a nice check.
What is it?
Oh, actually. Oh, no.
But me 8K. What the fuck?
What I was
playing. 19,000 rents.
What I was
do you
want to
know how much I get paid when I do piano raps?
Yeah.
Yo.
They offered you 8,000.
Even Mac is paying better than MTV.
Hey, man, they offered you 8,000 for piano wrapped on MTV.
No,
but then the thing is, you know what's with MTV, now?
I want to work with them.
We're going to work with them. I've worked with them. I did.
There's white people. They don't care about what you say.
No.
They want to work with you.
It's not white people that come to you. They use an agency to come to you.
Yeah.
So they used an agency that came to us and he offered us all money, right? But obviously... I did choose or lose. It was politics season.
Oh, I remember when you.
When it is spreading humors,
yeah.
So it was really dope, man. But the thing is, I didn't know about this. So when they come to you, they offer you a figure, but there's a certain thing that you must charge. Like I think it's called a licensing, whatever, because they don't air it once. They can play it like. You see piano rap? The piano rap that they're going to do, it's probably going to pay until like January, end of January, until the caddies and the guys come back to work. So, do you understand what I'm saying? So it's called usage.
Usage fee.
So you need to charge an extra usage fee. That's something we're not aware of.
Me,
so you're telling me,
that's beautiful.
So when are you telling me that the likes of Because I really like Krispy Kreme. What's her name?
Legendary Chris.
Legendary yeah. Chris, bro. She's I wanted her to be on our piano, right?
She can't anymore.
She's there. So she telling me she sold out for like 15,000 at most.
Nah, it can't be 15,000 even. 8,000.
No, but you can always negotiate.
Nah, hey, Baba.
And I mean, with her experience, for the fact that she works for Sony, then I mean, it should count for something.
So I didn't do it. Number one, the man was like...
Not enough.
Nah, it was not the one for me to sell out. But Tulane way did it. Shout out to Tulane.
I called him.
Shout out to him.
I called him.
But bro, Tulane just wants to make money. So it's good for him. So yeah, your other couple?
No, I'm sorry, I was saying.
Yeah, please, actually, I want to hear this.
I called Tulane.
What did Tulane say?
I'm like, yeah, my bra. I call him. I'm like, ah, but Tulane, bro, you did piano rap. You didn't call me.
And we wanted to do it with him this year.
Of course, he was my number one. I'm like, bro, how do you...
I even told him we're doing it.
I'm like, how do you do piano rap without us, man? You know, the real culture of this, you know, industry, you know? He's like, no, my boy, you know, me and you have problems, you know? I even spoke to whoever and whoever about you because you did this, okay. You know? You don't do that. What? But I want us to talk in person. What? Me, they just called me and they told me to find people to do the show, and we did the show, you know? And obviously, he chose not to do whatever because we've had our differences in the recent months, you know? But it's good that they did it. I mean, like I said, I'm a piano is a very broad genre and everybody's welcome
with
their opinion, right?
Definitely.
We not
the more the merrier.
In a position to keep it.
Definitely. Shout out to Ayan MVP.
What is he doing there? That one. No, but real chat, bro. I under MVP is hip hop, bro. When you speak to an MVP, I'm sorry, ish to me. When you speak to I under MVP speaks hip hop.
She's a hip hop DJ.
Obulela like sisini gato, like one kaloi. Even just she's strictly hip hop, bro. What does she want to tell you about Big Break, bro? Yeah, I'm a piano.
But
what does she want to tell you about that, bro?
But the same.
What does she want to tell you about Zgija? What is she going to tell you about a TikTok dance? Let's be frank. Let's be honest and professional, yeah.
But the same way you also love hip-hop. You still love hip-hop.
No,
you switch. So maybe she listens to piano through the closed doors.
She does a show on Y, right? If I'm correct.
Yes.
A hip-hop show, right?
No. She's any artist.
But also she
does... Oh! She does Drive, right? What is it called? The Touch...
There's a Drive show. We're not marketing it here.
Do you understand? I don't think she's... I mean, she should be, obviously, she should be like a diverse person because she does a radio show. But honestly, I feel like
80%
of her brand is mainly focused on hip-hop. You understand what I'm saying? But shout out to her. I am going to watch it and I'll make my own conclusion from what I see from that show and stuff like that. Let me not judge entirely from what I just saw in the little promo, you know? I know they have Tulane on the panel. Tulane doesn't speak as much.
Why do you think he doesn't speak as much?
So anyway, it's like El Tito.
Friends with everybody in the industry.
No, they're good with everyone.
Leave my El Tito alone.
No, El Tito's my guy. He respects everyone. He wants to see everyone do good, man. He loves people. He'll never talk bad about people. Even when he interviews you, he'll make you feel good about yourself. You know, he's that guy. You know, he's him. He's not even you. He's not me. I have a disruptive nature.
Okay.
He doesn't have that.
Okay, let's go to the second
couple. Let's move, yeah. Second
couple. So you already have, you said EQ.
Z and EQ.
Z and EQ. I said cut the small Baba La M.
Thank you.
I would... Because you're not the speaker, right?
Standard, we know.
You're not the speaker. I'd take a Buster 929, which is somebody we also never really speak of, right? But I should have took a Jay-Z because he also kills speaker a lot. But I'd probably take a Buster 929.
With?
And I'd pair him with... This is actually a stretch and a half.
Do it. It's hypothetical.
Right? With someone who's actually very loud when it comes to vocals. And they always tell her, like, yo, tone it down a bit.
Mahu.
Mahu.
You know?
Ah, she's too old for Buster. Buster like them young, allegedly.
I don't know. Because I have a wild imagination. I think I'd like to pay them.
But today, aesthetically,
that's what I'm saying. It's a reach and a half, bro.
Mahou is not even Bassa 929's car type.
I feel like
that guy allegedly likes them young.
No, but we're not talking about them smashing. We're talking about them.
Remember, that's what I'm saying.
Come on, man. I think. Yo.
No, they don't look good together.
It's a couple
that
don't work. She needs to be younger than that, allegedly.
I was actually just thinking about the music.
The music and the aesthetic. Do they have to give
it
couple?
It needs to make sense.
Like, it actually has to make sense. You like,
do you want me? Do you want to close it? Do you want to do it?
Who is Thinking's type? Bassa 929. That's just to help you.
No. Like, do yours, I'll come back on mine.
Don't help him. This is your debate. You must win. Please.
The
second couple. Oof.
My next one is going to be so random. I'll take a Buhle. Buhle.
Okay.
Ikolele.
Kolele. Okay. Her and who else?
And she'll have to get married to them Tuda.
That is so random, dude.
Exactly.
Okay, but why? Okay.
Them Tuda is a dope music producer. Dope. We all know that. Calm, doesn't talk too much. It's all about the music. And Buhle loves her life private. She just wants to sell the work out there. So she would fit in there and they were going to make hits forever.
I don't really feel that couple, but I get you. But I don't really feel them. Could be better.
Yeah, I think it will work for Buhle and Ixolele. Both of them, I know it's random.
It's very.
Yeah, but I think they could work.
They could cook some stuff, yeah.
Could work.
Okay.
Tahi,
your last couple.
But I have the third one.
Oh, you have another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm alive, since you're still thinking.
A bonus.
Yeah, bonus.
But this one doesn't count.
Focalistic Chekoleng. They should get married.
Spicy. And they're making videos together, TikToks.
No, but how
can you stick Chekulemo?
No, but
we're gonna have Bacardi fucked up, dog. No, Bacardi was never gonna end. Yeah, Bacardi was never gonna end. If Chekulemo marries Foka, I can be a fan of Foka, I'm fine. but I'm gonna support the Foka, I'm gonna fucked up.
And I want like they'd be so cute.
Yeah.
Well, they drive together.
Yes, and also they hide.
Yeah,
see,
yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. I can also see it. Yeah. Like, they make
so
a lot
Foka
of sense.
Was gonna make the music. Or they're gonna make the music together in studio, and then she takes it to go play, and then Chego was gonna be there performing.
He's DJ, and then she's the DJ, he's doing and then
you see, Putin Maradona is in front. You see, bro, it would work.
I say they're doing the dance together, a couple goals.
You see,
on my TikTok.
You see, it's beautiful.
What music would they make, bro? Bacardi.
Huh? Yeah, just gimmicks, bro. Vibes.
Who's gonna be the vocalist? Then who's gonna be the producer there?
Huh?
Foka will be a vocalist.
Foka,
and she can produce now.
Huh? She'll learn.
Oh, there's someone
can, can she produce? Can she? We don't know yet.
These girls already hate me. I don't want to talk about her like that anymore.
In Jesus' name, enough. You must learn
I'm
to
saying, but the couple would work.
No, they would, fully.
Serious, if Foka would marry Chekulengwa, I was going to be a movie.
I'm taking that as your second couple. That's stronger to me.
Did you already use Buhle?
It's out of the way now.
But shout out to her, you can use her.
You can use her. I think you can give her a better match than Dintuda.
Hey man, with me, at this point, I feel like I went a lot more with aesthetics and the first comparison with
No, but that was a good couple.
With EQ and it was more on aesthetics than anything, right? So I feel like I need to go with music, a bond that'll work musically, right?
Okay.
And I'm going to go again with Bassa 929, you know? And Buhle, Ixolele straight. You know?
Okay, that's,
I feel like they've given us the best music ever. They're a great combination. And I feel like Lebaga Joel, it wouldn't be that bad. You know, because I feel like they relate because they both come from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Similar background.
You understand me? And they've grown so much in the game. They probably have a similar experience. One is a very dope vocalist. You know, that's worked with the likes of the Casper Nyovest. You know, she's got a very solid foundation. She's got deep roots, you know, in her craft, right? And at some point, she'd like go to studio with a kid to go record. So she's always been passionate. And I'd like to say the same about Busta 99, who came from the trenches of Alexandra, right? Who was brought up by JZQ, you know? So they've had like similar mentors, I'd like to say. So putting them together would honestly align, and they started would sell a lot more. You know, just imagine like a couple from the trenches that's taking piano by storm.
There's a deep understanding.
There's a deep understanding. We'd have like a new age Kelvin moment, blah, blah, blah. I don't really know their story, but it would look like that. That's the picture that they'd give to the public. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. And it would be really sellable and believable considering the music they've already given us.
Mm. Yeah, it would work.
Justify for 10 marks. It, 10 out of 10. Wow. It? Like, you justify.
Was it that deep?
No, that's good.
Yeah, it would work. It would work. It's just that she's not his type.
No, but when you're justifying him to like and stuff, I think he's a changed man.
Has he changed?
And he's learned his lesson, you know?
I doubt that.
And forgive the man. We also never mentioned him that much.
Oh, Busta.
Yeah.
Ah, but he's been
quiet.
Last
time we spoke about him was the second episode when he released that 39 track project, 38, 37.
Yeah. He's been quiet. I think he's focusing on the business, man. I think he's got a couple of businesses.
And his
shout
children,
out to him, man.
Clearly, because he likes kids. But anyways.
So, your couple, it's
EQ and Zingumalo, and then Duke and Busta.
Thank you.
I said Cubs are the small Babala M. Mm-hmm. Focalistic Chekulengu. Please pay them.
Let's vote.
Then Bashati say last born.
Okay, we've got one for Tahi.
No, we're done.
We're voting, yeah. I need to say a vote. He said Baba Alua Kabza, Chekhu and Foka.
Foka. For Pitore.
You should be proud.
That's smart.
For Pitore.
Okay, so 1-1. Are you sure? Ngati yatekatek. All right, thank you.
I already voted.
Yeah. I already voted. It's done.
It's time, Baba.
Let's be fair.
No.
I like fairness.
Because now we are taking long. No? Okay. Oh, shit. Dude, it's up to you now. Wow. You see this? Okay, my opinion doesn't matter, but I won't lie. You kind of age, but I won't lie. Chekhu and Foka, that was also really good.
But
you won.
No, thank you so much for that, man. No, but what I'm saying is, no, I understand that, but
Buzz?
But the Chekhu and the Foka wouldn't work.
Why?
Because Chekhu is not she's not a vocalist. Firstly,
she's just a DJ.
She's a DJ.
But you guys say she's a producer.
Well, we say she could be.
And a DJ.
No, but do you think she's capable of producing for Focalistic? A guy of that caliber.
Perhaps.
Didn't you guys say...
No, aesthetic as well.
Didn't you guys say she produced Chevo?
Yes.
That's Bakari Musne.
They said she's a producer. Ne?
They said?
Yeah, they told me she's a producer and they told me she's good. And I saw her in studio on some videos on Instagram where she was producing. But I don't think she's that capable of producing for a caliber like Focalistic.
We wouldn't know yet.
We wouldn't know, but I don't think she's that capable. I don't know. Aesthetically, they look amazing.
Yeah. But you won. You won. Okay,
no,
guys.
But it's not about winning. It's about the education.
Let's do new releases.
Okay. Are there any new releases? Any new events to look out for?
I can rock him with the releases if you're still looking for.
What do you have?
I forget them.
Yeah, share.
I got Basi. Basi dropped a project called Umkulo.
Did you go to the listening session?
I didn't. I was driving back from Limps.
Oh,
that was on the phone.
I'm sorry, I didn't make it. None of us made it, but it looked very well organized.
Yeah. Who else dropped?
Basi dropped that project called Umkulo. There's beautiful songs there. She features Azana. Who else? There's a lot. Amos. They did a beautiful again with Amos.
Mm-hmm.
T-Man SA, most songs that are there produced by him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who else is on the album, man? There's a couple of people on the album. It's really dope, but I'm in love with the song he did with Azana. I think it's number six. It's a beautiful song. Check beautiful. It out. There's two songs she did with Azana. There's one that I'm really, really, really in love with. Like, it's really, really dope. Shout out to Bas. To think that late, early in the year, like, I think in January, I was with her and I was like talking to her and be like, yo, bro, this is your year. I see you doing big things this year and whatever, whatever, whatever. Trust me, you need to focus and whatever. Mm. And she went now and she did is. It. So proud of her. MJ out, dropped a beautiful project. It's Bacardi, okay? There's a lot of Bacardi there. Yay, 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 yay. Saki, did you listen to it?
Hey, man. TBN is on every... Oh, I think this project, Ikabas.
Yeah, oh, okay. Oh, no,
still
Bas.
There's 12 okay. tracks, 12 songs, man. Yeah. T-Man is on 11 songs.
Mm. So that's the whole project.
Yo, bro. Except for one which was done by Mohau Keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Hey, shout out to Mohau, dope producer.
Impira Ngono. But everything else, T-Man is there.
Yeah.
Prince P. Yo, but Soul Matrix is on one of the songs where we have the likes of Vera Salzuma. She's worked with Mashudu.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff. And the listening session was done at where we went to the Amos one. Artistry.
Amos was by...
The Artistry. They are in Bramfontein.
Oh, you guys
is it?
Yeah, it was really dope. Looked good. She had an influencer, Titus. As an MC, that was really proper. You know, she's realizing that influencers actually run shit, you know. She didn't go get a Ayanda MVP to come be an MC there. Not that I have a problem with that, but I'm just saying, you know.
I hear you.
They had dope visuals, but dope interviews as well. Mm. I wish I'd went, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I also feel like I missed out.
And I feel like we should have went as well.
We'll go next time. Yeah. MJ?
Musical Chef also dropped a beautiful song.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out. Hey, bro, like these are gods that dropped. So there's actually a lot of music out there, dog. Like I actually need to what I did now is I sit and I make time to
listen.
Or if I'm driving a long distance, that's where I make time to listen to everybody else. So yeah Musical Chef dropped a beautiful song. Jelik dropped.
Your best friend.
Yeah, he did.
Jelik dropped a beautiful project. I haven't listened to more than one song. But I'll make time for it. So I'll talk about Jelik next episode. Beautiful. Shout out to Jelik, man.
And you, Tahi, anything?
Hey, man.
Also, events-wise, are you guys excited for Fellows Funhouse? It's going to be lit.
Events?
Fellows Funhouse.
No, we're going to events after the thingy. After,
You done with MJ?
Yeah, I'm done with MJ. I'm done with Musical Chef. They dropped Basi. I already gave you three.
You know Stakev? Stakev also dropped.
I know him.
A project called Timeless.
Mm.
Uncle Waffles dropped, guys.
Oh, her EP. For the hoes.
I listened to it. I did.
Well, how was it?
All of it. A couple
out of 10?
Times. Huh?
Out of 10?
And be honest. And be nice, honest.
Nice, honest.
Yes.
I think she rushed the project.
It's three songs.
How many songs?
I think she rushed it.
30 three songs.
The songs were rushed. That's how I feel. You said my honest opinion.
It's three. I remember it was the one.
And Cool MC is one of the. Is on one of the songs.
Yeah, he's on two of the. He's on. Yeah, one of the songs.
I think it's rushed, man. I know Waffles too. Like, you know, Waffles will change a song more than 10 times in studio. Like, she will put this verse and say this one doesn't work.
Huh.
Yeah.
She wants it to be a.
She does her own song arrangement.
Yeah.
She's like that. So there's a song she removes a trill from. So like, I know he doesn't feel, she removed, she put other people. Yeah, but also she gets involved. So let's do the other ones. I think the project was rushed.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like now she relies a lot more on Royal Music's production more than anybody's, eh?
Mm. And Visa.
Visa is not, I don't see his name anywhere. He has three songs. The other one the first one is Uyaba, P and Zenzele, right? Both songs have Royal Music. Each have Makoza and the other one on Kool MC, Cowboy, X Darby, and Two Bunnies as well, and J Music. That's basically it.
Two Bunnies produce also?
I'm not sure about production, but it's just Two Bunnies. I think they're probably credited for producing, though. You know? And they actually had a crazy event, I think, about a day or 2 days ago. It's called the Rabbit Hole. Mm. I don't know if it was the event, but it looked sold out, looked really packed. Looked really amazing. Yeah, looked so
dropped?
Good, man.
Yeah, who else dropped?
We have Masterpiece dropped. When am I supposed to go to thingy? A project called Get December. And then Bandros dropped as well. Project called Teboho. And then my favorite song right now, which we actually thingy, Iyashimwado. You know, awesome. It's finally out. It dropped like on the 4th of December.
My leg's going to go up later if we go to the club with that song. But yeah, continue. Is that all the releases that you have?
Those are my releases.
Nice. And events, guys, obviously, like I said earlier, events, we're going to Fellows Fun House. It's going to be fun.
Events, we're going to Fellows House. You, we're going to, on the 20th.
Kwamsolo.
Kwamsolo. It's going to be live performance now. So we are there. We're all invited. We, yeah. The crew as well.
If you want chilled vibes, a nice night of pure music. It's for people who love music. Let's go. Let's go.
We'll do Miss Akasha tomorrow.
We'll do Miss Akasha tomorrow.
Yeah.
What else are we doing this week?
We mentioned all the events we're doing.
That's all we have.
For fellow, we're dripping, ne?
Oh, fuck that.
Our trip needs to be like really on point.
We'll discuss.
We're gonna kill it. Like, I'm gonna be dripping, like,
I understand.
Water down from the pool.
All right, guys. But guys, thank you so much for watching today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you guys do the things, you know, must comment there what you want to see next. Give us some debate topics, whatever you want us to discuss. Let us know there in the comments, guys. Mm-hmm. We love you. Our pulses. You know, this is Beyond a Pulse with a family. See you guys next week.
Bye.